Canceling plans because your knees hurt? Nope, not anymore. Get to Joint Relief Institute. Safe, fast, immediate pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
There's a homeowner by the name of Wanda Ballard. She said she's out running some errands, doing some shopping. And I think it was her son who sent her a text and said, hey, we've got a lot of bees in the yard. And she thought, well, maybe four or five bees. Why is he freaking out? And then she gets there and 3,000, 4,000, maybe more bees descended on her yard in a matter of minutes. Jana Kinsman knows more about this because she's a beekeeper and the founder of Bike a Bee. And Jana, you showed up, and is that how many you found in her yard?
Yeah, it was like 4,000 to 5,000 of them.
Holy smokes. And how quickly did they arrive?
I'm not sure. I wasn't there to witness it, but it can happen pretty fast, like within a matter of minutes, I would say.
And what? What would bring that many bees to one yard? What's the allure? What's the draw?
Well, there's nothing specific about that yard. There just happened to be a beehive nearby, which we weren't able to locate, that that swarm of bees just came from. So they're just, it's kind of like a stopping point for them in between living in their old hive and then finding a new cavity to live in.
Oh my gosh. So when we see people have those bee boxes, those beehives that are like 3-4 feet tall, they can provide a home to that many bees?
Yeah. I mean, they can get even bigger than that too. Like, I mean, I think my colonies at the peak of summer are maybe like 80 to 90,000 individuals.
Oh my gosh. I'm guessing you make honey.
Oh yeah.
So tell us about Bike a Bee. They found you. You go in, and what did you do with them? How do you encourage 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 8,000 bees to move?
Well, I essentially provide them with a fully furnished apartment, and I just brought a bunch of equipment that day, and I took the whole swarm of bees and I put them into the equipment, and I drove off with them and relocated them to my yard. And I gave them, you know, plenty of space to grow and a safe place to be, nice enclosed space. And yeah, they'll live the rest of their lives happily here.
How long does a honeybee live?
Well, an individual colony or an individual bee can live between 3 and 4 weeks in the summertime, but the colony can like live indefinitely. They just keep turning over population.
And why do they love our area so much? I mean, look, I'm pro-bee. We have to keep these creatures alive. But if I saw 5,000 in my yard, I honestly, I don't know what I would do. Now I know I would call Bike a Bee.
You'd call me.
Yeah, but at the moment, I would be in a sheer panic.
Yeah, it can be very alarming for, ordinary city dwellers. I try to do a lot of education around it, and getting to, you know, talk on the radio or be on the news is really important for the bees, public relations. But Chicago is an amazing place for pollinators of all sorts. And you wouldn't think about Chicago being a great place for nature, but there's so much diversity in the plants that grow here, including the ones that are like planted on purpose, like all of our trees that line the streets and what people plant in their yards. But even the things that grow in vacant lots and in like, you know, neglected areas, all of those are really great resources for pollinators and all sorts of other insects and wildlife.
And of course, everybody was videotaping you, number one, because they were intrigued how you would manage to get 5,000 bees to do what you want them to do, but you did it without any protective bee suit.
Yeah, when the bees are in a swarm like that, even though it seems alarming, they really have nothing to defend. So they are very docile, and it's pretty safe to handle them without any special equipment. I mean, you could see, like, there were neighbors hanging around with, like, you know, nothing special on either. It was a very safe experience.
Wow. And those bees communicate with each other, correct?
Mm-hmm. They communicate through, like, touch and smell.
And so when they land, if you have, like, 5,000 bees descend on your yard, were they everywhere, or did they stay kind of in a swarm?
Yeah, they stay in a really big cluster, and they kind of just stick together like that as a big cluster. It's safer that way. You know, they're tiny as individuals, but together they're nice and large. So yeah, they stay that way while scout bees from the swarm fly around and look for new places to live.
So the queen would have been disrupted, and that's what would have started this movement? Because I have no idea.
Yeah, it's actually fascinating. It's a natural process that the colony goes through. So every spring, they start making new queens, and then the old queen leaves the hive with about half the population to go find a new cavity to live in, and that's kind of how the species itself proliferates, as they, you know, keep swarming and moving further and further out. And then back in the old hive, one of the new queens will then inherit that space and become the queen of that hive.
How old is an old queen?
Queens can live up to 4 or 5 years.
Ah, wow.
Yeah.
And so all those bees are now with you. They're comfortable. They're happy. They've got a new place to live.
Yeah, I just was looking at them this morning. I saw the queen. She has a little white dot on her thorax that somebody painted on there, which is what most bee breeders do, is they mark their queens like that. So This must have been a queen that maybe somebody bought. I have to do a little more research. But they maybe bought the queen this year and then their hive swarmed this year, or it was a swarm from last year that ended up in somebody's soffit or something. So, yeah, it's just another little piece of the puzzle. But I'm glad I found her and that they have a queen, so that means they're going to be able to grow all right.
That's wonderful. Okay, you have to come back for another conversation. I am left with so many questions, but we're up against news
time.
Tell everybody how to find you. Where do we find Bike a Bee?
Yeah, I would say the easiest place is online at bikeabee.com. That's bike like bicycle. And then I sell honey at the farmer's market in Woodlawn every Saturday from 9 to 2 until October.
Cool. We'll get you back on the radio. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
That's Janet Kinsman from Bike a Bee. Literally, she's given bees a bicycle ride. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.